Shalom, אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר זוהר
לעם. Hello, we're reading from the book Zohar for All. We are in the first volume, in the article Bihi Baram, when they were created, in Abraham.
I don't have anything to add. Let's read, and then we'll see if there's anything to add. First you.
Bihi Baram, Be'Avraham. 45.
Item 45. Behi Baram Be'Avraham, when they were created in Abraham. Item 45. Bara, created, is a hidden word that indicates that the key closes and does not open. And while the key closes with the word Bara, the world was not. It did not exist, and Tohu, chaos, was covering everything. While this Tohu was dominating, the world was not and did not exist. 46. When did that key open the gates and was prepared to be used and to produce offspring? When Abraham, Hesed, arrived. As it is written, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. Do not pronounce it Behi Baram, when they were created, but Be'Avraham, in Abraham. Then all that was hidden in the word Bara, the letters, the Kelim, were used again, and they opened to listen. Then the pillar that produces offspring came out, the holy foundation, organ on which the world stands, since Bara, created, has the letters of Ever, Aleph Bet Resh, forming the word organ. And when did that key open the gates and was made ready for use and for bearing offspring? There are three things in this question. One, opening the gates means the descent of the bottom hay from the Nikveh Naim to the Peh, at which time the 49 gates open in Mochin de Chochmah. Two, being made ready for use and clothing of Chochmah in light of Chassidim, where before the clothing of light of Chochmah in light of Chassidim, the Ahab could not receive the Mochin de Chochmah, even though they already conjoined in Galgal Te'enayim into a single degree. This is so because without clothing of Chassidim, Mi would not shine in Ele, and Ele would still be concealed in the name, and it is considered that Mochin were not yet made available for use in the lower one. Three, to produce offspring. To produce offspring means begetting souls. Since one Zir'anpin receives those mochin in full, he mates with the nukva and begets the souls of the righteous. And he replies, when Abraham came, having been entirely hidden in the word bara, the letters were reused, Abraham, Hesed de Zir'anpin de Gadlut, at which time Hesed became Chochmah. And before Abraham came, everything was hidden in the word Bara. And Tohu, Zon, governed the world. Also Zon had neither Hasadim nor Chochmah. And when Abraham came, meaning the light of Hesed that is imparted in Zir'anpin, the gates were opened in abundance of Chochmah. Since the bottom hay descended from Einayim to Peh, Yishut bonded with Abba V'Ima into a single degree, and gar of light were drawn to Yishut, meaning light of Chochmah. And since Zir'anpin already had light of Chassidim from Abraham, a light of Chochmah clothed in light of Chassidim, the letters Ele bonded with me, the name Elohim was complemented, and the Mochin clothed in Zir'anpin. This is why it was said that when Abraham came, the letters were reused, meaning that Mochin de Chochmah were drawn into the Chassidim and clothed in Zir'anpin, and the pillar that produces offspring came out. Since then, the bottom hay descended from Nikveh Einayim to Peh, and it too obtained Bina. Also Zir'anpin and Nukva, of whom he was deficient, are called New Nehi in him, with Yesod de Gadlut, which is called a holy foundation organ on which the world stands. Since through this organ, he imparts upon the Nukva, who is called the bottom world, begetting the souls of the righteous.
If there are questions, I'll answer. If not, then for the time being, we're just hearing.
We have one question from PT19.
Oh, yes, please.
Good evening, Rav. Hope everything's okay and you feel well today.
What are you expecting? Tell me.
You left us towards the afternoon, and we saw in you that you didn't feel so well.
Yes.
Do we need to read Zohar above reason? Meaning to have some kind of intention to be of reason because we truly don't understand what we're reading.
We want changes. We want to change, to come to a connection, so that in the connection between us, we will discover the Creator. This is what we're reading in all the excerpts of Rabash and Balasulam and all the Kabbalists. We need to be connected. Then the Creator will be clothed in us according to the measure and power of connection between us. So we want from the book of Zohar to bring us the force to connect. And then in place of repulsion, hatred, distancing, us to connect. And in that connection, the Creator will be revealed in order to bring him contentment.
Why am I asking you this? In the writers' meeting, you said, that we're in a dead end. So I thought, wow, what is this dead end? What, we don't understand anything? What did you mean when you said that we're in this dead end? It's clear we don't know the Zohar, but...
Yes, but we need to feel that we're standing before this blockage, and which point we need to cry, ask, demand for this blockage to open up by the upper light, and then we will come out in expansion.
And then the upper force is revealed?
That will already be revealed later. First, let the blockage be resolved. Well, let's continue onwards.
We're continuing in item 47. When this evar, this organ, is inscribed in the word bara, the upper hidden one inscribes another for his name and honor. This is the Me, and He created Ele. Also, the holy blessed name Ma was inscribed and took out Evar from the word Bara. It is inscribed in Ele from this side and in Evar from that side. The hidden one, Ele, exists and Evar exists. When one is completed, the other is completed. He carved the letter He for this Eval and carved the letter Yod for Ele. Now the Zohar details the Mochin de Zeranpin, which it previously introduced in general. It says that when the Eval is inscribed in the word Bara, the upper hidden one inscribes another for his name and honor, meaning Me. This is so because the Eval is Yesod and Atara, crown, and Bara indicates the closing of the Gar by the ascent of the bottom He to Nikvei Naim. The Atara of the Eval is inscribed in the bottom He in Nikvei Naim, just as the Manula, the bottom He, is inscribed in the inscription of the Miftecha Ateret Yesod. It is considered that the hidden upper one, upper Abba V'ima, who are inscribed in the bottom hay, have now made another inscription in their manula, the inscription of the Miftacha, who is the Atara of the Eval. Then me is regarded as poised for a question, worthy of receiving man, lowering the bottom hay from the Einaim, and elevating the letters Ele to them, the Achab, with which the gar of lights are extended. But before the bottom hay was inscribed in the inscription of the Eval, there was no extension of gar, because the bottom hay herself is the 50th gate, which does not open with gar. Hence, before they are inscribed in the Miftacha of the Eval, they are not called me, because they are not poised for a question. And when the Eval was inscribed in the word Bara, when the bottom hay in the word Bara received the inscription of Eval, who is the Miftacha, and the upper hidden one inscribed another inscription for his name and honor, and this is the Mi. Then Abba V'Ima inscribed the Miftacha in the bottom hay in their Nikvei Naim to be worthy of being called Mi, meaning poised for a question, and to extend Mochin the Gar, since the Mochin are extended only in the inscription of the Miftacha.
Uvara, Ken Rav?
Yes, Rav?
Uvara Ele?
Uvara Ele?
And he bara ele.
He bara ele. He created these, meaning that after the manula in the word bara was inscribed with the reshimo of the miftacha, the eval, and became me, then me created ele. This means the bottom he descended from nikve einaim to the pe and raised the chap, the letters ele to the rosh, and gar were extended. He created ele means concealment, since there's still no clothing of chesedim in them, and the letters ele that rose are still hidden in the name and cannot be revealed without clothing of chesedim. It was said that the holy blessed name too, Ma, was inscribed and elicited Eval out of the word Bara. Malchut that descended from the Einaim to the Pe is called Ma, because the lower world is called Ma. This is the Masach that was previously in Nikvei Einaim. Now it came down to the Pe. The Zivug was made on her, and she elicited the level of Chasadim, a light of blessing. By that, it brought out the concealment of the word Bara and made it Eval, Yesod, that gives Chasadim. It was said that the holy blessed name too, Ma, was inscribed and elicited Eval from the word Bara, since the light of Chasadim was still absent in the letters Ele, to clothe in them. Hence, Ele were still hidden in the name. Thus, through the light of the blessing of Ma, the blocking of Bara was opened and became a giving Eval. It is inscribed in Ele from this side and Eval from that side. Now 2 degrees are discerned in them, one opposite the other, since Ele are Achap, with the Moch and the Chochmah, which are still deficient of Chasidim on this side, and Eval, Yesod, that received the level of Chasidim from the Ma, stands opposite him on that side, deficient of Chochmah. It was said that the hidden Holy One, Ele, exists and Eval exists, since Ele, that obtained the Moch in the Chochmah, who is called Holy, is concealed in the Partsuf on the side. And opposite it stands Eval at the level of Chasadim in the Partsuf. And when one is completed, the other is completed, since both went out through the descent of the bottom hay from Nikvei Einaim to the Peh, since the Eval went out by the Ma in the Peh. Similarly, Ele, who are Achab, rose by the coming of Malchut below them to the Peh. it follows that when one is completed, the other is completed because they come at once. He carved the letters He for this Eval and carved the letter Yud for Ele, since He indicates the Masach that yields only the level of Chassadim without Chochmah. And she is Malchut, who is unfit to receive Chochmah, but only Chassadim, while Yud indicates a Masach of a male, suitable for reception of Chochmah. This is why he carved the letter He for this Eval with the Masach Ma, which extends only Chassadim without Chochmah, and carved the letter Yud for this Ele with a Masach of a male, who extends Chochmah and not Chassadim.
Ukraine.
Yes, dear Rav, here according to the text, he writes that the screen that was there previously, Nikvei Einayim, came down to the Peh, and on it there was a Zivug. If we are to picture our unity as the Malchut, so what happens after that? What does it mean that there's the Peh here, and that there's the Einayim here?
I don't know how to explain to you. Because it's very far from our reality. Very distant. What should I say? We simply have no kilim, no vessels to be able to talk about these states. Let's talk as if it's not about us. Yes? First, here it talks about the fact that we have a state in which we can't use our vessel because it is lacking chassadim. So from what he started to do in Hibaram, in Abraham, in Hey, meaning that it was adding chassadim, which in our life is called the Brit Milah, the circumcision. But it's speaking about the completing of the Ten Sefirot and Tzimtzum Bet in the second restriction, where we can't work with the Malchut itself, but the Malchut that is included in Bina, Malchut which rises to Bina and with Bina together builds the Partzuf. Only in that way. That's the meaning here. Let's continue. Yes.
Can we say that out of our unity, if we're aspiring to give to the Creator, then we're aspiring to Bina?
Well,
that's for sure. If we have to yearn for Bina, then that's chassadim, that's bestowal. And only to the extent in which we receive the forces of bestowal, we use Malchut and the vessels of reception. In a moment you will see this. We will get an explanation. Let's continue.
We're continuing in item 48. When the letters awakened Eval, He, and the letters Ele, Yud, to complement this side and that side, he elicited the letter Mem. One took the Mem to this side, next to the letters Eloki Aleph Lamed Heyud, and one took the Mem to that side, next to the letters Avraha Ebal He. Thus the holy name was completed. The combination Elohim was made, and the name Avraham, Abraham, was completed too. This is why it was said that when one was completed, the other was also completed. And there are those who say that the Creator took the letters Mi and placed them in the letters Ele, forming the combination Elohim. And the Creator took the letters Ma and placed them in Eval, forming the combination Avacham. The word Mi implies to 50 gates of Bina. Also, there's the letter Yud and the letter Mi, the first letter of the holy name. And the word Ma implies to the holy name because Havaya filled with Alephs is Ma in Gematria, 45. Also, in the word Ma, there is the second letter of the holy name, Havaya, the letter He. It is written, happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, is Havaya. And it is written, and hangs the earth on Bli Ma, nothing without Ma. This implies to the number Havaya filled with Alephs, which is Ma in Gematria. And then the two worlds existed, the next world in Yud, and this world in He. He created the next world with Mi, and He created this world with Ma. And this implies the above and below. And then He produced offspring, and the name came out whole, which was not so before. It is written about it, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth, Bihi Baram, when they were created, which is the letters of Be'Avraham, in Abraham, since all the generations were hanging incomplete until the name Abraham was created. When that name Abraham was completed, the holy name was completed, as it is written, on the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. On the day that the Lord God made is the day when they were completed through the name Abraham. And then the name Havaya is mentioned. The name Havaya was not mentioned in the Torah thus far. Those two levels, the light of Chokhmah in Ele and the light of Chasadim in Ma, awaken to complement one another, to clothe in one another. Then, once the Chokhmah clothed in Chasadim, He elicited Mem, the Malchut that receives from those two levels together.
Meaning that Galgal Tainaim and Achap are connecting, and then the whole name is Avraham.
One took the Mem to this side, next to the letters Eloki, and one took the Mem to that side, next to the letters Avraha, and the holy name was completed. The combination Elohim was formed, and so was the name Abraham. Since now there are four letters Eloki, and also He carved the letter He for that Eval, and there are the four letters Avraha there. Thus now the letters have been complemented one on top of the other, clothing the two levels Chokhmah and Chasadim in one another, and eliciting Mem, Malchut, that receives from all of them. Then one took that Mem to this side, the side of the letters of Eloki, and one took the Mem to that side, the side of the letters of Avraha. When the letters Eloki received the Mem, the holy name is completed, and the combination Elohim is formed. And the letters Avraha receive the Mem, and the name Avraham is completed too. And when that name Avraham is completed, the holy name is completed, for there are two levels, Chokhmah and Chasidim, which need each other. Hence, the holy name was not completed before the name Avraham was completed.
Meaning the correction of the Creator is by the Kelim called Abraham complete the name Elohim. And then it turns out that the light clothes in all the Kelim and they come to the end of correction.
רב, אפשר לשאול שאלה?
כן.
Rav, can I ask a question?
Yes.
How could it be that Malchut rises to Bina, which is just opposite to the other?
It's not that it rises. No one rises or goes down.
How can there be just a connection between both of them?
Because Malchut wants to bestow. And then she first does a restriction upon herself. The first restriction. And then she wants to be adhered to Bina. From the restriction, she rises to Bina.
It's enough for Malchut just to do a restriction or to be adhered to Bina?
Yes, to Bina it's enough. Bina doesn't receive anything. Malchut doing restriction resembles or similar to Bina. It's already the beginning of common work between them. And then Malchut, which is included in Bina, together with Bina, begin to actually, Bina starts to feel how much she's lacking, not expressing herself, as my heart towards Bina is okay, but not towards Malchut, and then she starts to open herself, and then begins to receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow while in Bina. And that's how it works. Well, we should continue. I don't see... We have Rehovot.
The name Abraham is so common in the world. Can this help us to explain why this name is so common and accepted in the world?
Because from the side of the correction of the Kelim against Elohim, the Creator, that's why Abraham is such a common and great name, since it is the correction of the name Elohim towards us. I don't have anything else to add to what he says here. The vision.
Ma'amar ha-chizayon shel Rabbi Chiya.
We are continuing in the next link. The vision of Rabbi Chiya, item 49. Rabbi Chiya fell to the ground, kissed the ground, and wept. He said, "Dust, dust, how obstinate you are, how insolent. All that is coveted by the eye withers in you. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind. How impudent you are." The holy light that was illuminating in the world, the great ruler, the appointee over the world, whose merit sustains the world, is withering in you. Rabbi Shimon, the light of the light, the light of the world, you wither in the dust, and you exist and lead the world. He wondered for a moment and said, "Dust, dust, do not be proud. For the pillars of the world will not be given to you, since Rabbi Shimon is not withering in you."
Here too, there is a question why in the beginning he thinks that Rabbi Shimon is created in dust, and then he says it can't be that the greatest in the world can't be entering into you and remain there. Dust is the last degree, after all, of the will to receive. So it can't be that they remain and you just devour them or swallow them. But for sure they come out of you. You just don't know how yet. And he'll explain it. We should thoroughly understand the meaning of Rabbi Chiya, Chiya's bow. The primary engagement of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi as they were walking along the way together was in that blocked gate, Malchut of Malchuts, which receives none of those upper mochin in the 6,000 years prior to the end of correction.
Meaning that this degree, this last degree of Malchut, this last layer, it's impossible to correct it. As usual, through the Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, we raise the Chassadim, and then Malchut connects to the Chassadim, and then receives a little bit in order to bestow in these small portions and corrects itself. But no, in that last layer, where it won't work. in a way that they work together, Bina and Malchut. But rather, here there needs to be a completely different correction.
And Rabbi Yossi replied to Rabbi Chiya in the name of Rabbi Shimon that this gate stayed blocked indeed. And all the wholeness is only in the Miftacha, the key. This is what troubled them so. Finally, Rabbi Chiya came to a great awakening. Rabbi Chiya fell to the ground, kissed the ground, and wept, and said, "Dust, dust, how obstinate you are." He also said, "How insolent you are. All that is coveted by the eye withers in you." This is because through the sin of Adam HaRishon, all the souls departed him and were taken captive by the Klipot, which include all the souls in the world. In his repentance, Adam HaRishon corrected only his own part, and even that not completely. Past him, the souls are sorted each generation through repentance and good deeds until the end of correction. It follows that all those high souls from Yechidah and the Gar of Chaya depend on the sorting and mating on the Malchut of Malchut, the blocked gate that has neither sorting nor mating. Thus all those souls wither in the dust, which is the Klipot, as it is written, "And behold the tears of the oppressed, and they have no one to comfort them." It is so because the Klipa of the dust governs them with insolence and abstinence, sure of her strength, that there is no one who can save them from her hand.
Meaning that there is such a big desire to receive that it won't help him to participate together with Bina and correct himself in this way, but rather he must work in his entire 100% of his will to receive. So he has no place, he has no opportunity to mix with Bina, with these forces that can mitigate or sweeten him in a certain way. So how could it be that we can correct this part of the will to receive? And this the Rabbi Chiya cried.
This is what Rabbi Chiya cried over and said to the dust, to the Klipot, "How obstinate you are! How insolent! All that is coveted by the eye withers in you." Since all those highest of souls who are coveted by the eye rot in you, hopeless of being delivered from your hand. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind. All the righteous in the world who illuminate the world are lacking in completeness too, due to the captivity of those high souls, since all the souls are included in one another. It therefore follows that they too are consumed and ground by the insolence of this dust. And the holy light, Rabbi Shimon, is not withering in you. First he wished to say that Rabbi Shimon too was withering in the dust, since he heard from Rabbi Shimon that he too agreed that this gate was blocked and was not to be disclosed. Afterwards he wondered and said, "Rabbi Shimon, the holy light sustains and leads the whole worlds. How is it possible that he is not whole in his full completeness?" After that, he wondered for a moment, meaning reconciled, and said that indeed Rabbi Shimon is not withering in you, since he is certainly in complete wholeness. But he could not understand that possibility.
Meaning it's clear that Rabbi Shimon is not in that uncorrected Malchut. It's clear that he went through that correction, the 50th gate, but it's not clear how did he do this, since that 50th gate is not included in Bina. It's 100% will to receive, so how is it possible to correct it? What's not clear? Vlad?
Да-да, дорогой Рав, непонятно вот до 50-х врат, когда вот вы говорите...
Yes, yes, dear Rav, it's not clear till the 50th gate that you said that Malchut rises to Bina. And then in small parts it corrects, in correcting her parts. What does it mean that Malchut, which is in restriction, then starts to connect her parts? Is she supposed to go down first in return to her?
Yeah, yeah, but not to the end, not to the 50th gate. In small portions, little by little, this is how we are corrected. We always talk about this in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but that last gate, we don't talk about it. But here he does talk about it. How could it be that it's possible to truly correct that Malchut of Malchut?
А как мы как бы понимаем, что вот эту часть мы еще уже можем исправить, а ниже уже...
And how do we understand that that's the part that we need to correct below not?
We feel that we have no strength. That we don't have the strength. Such a will to receive is revealed that I'm incapable. That if it's revealed in me, I'm incapable of thinking in order to bestow. Just incapable. This is simply what's ruling in me. It's ruling me.
Мы специально как бы должны, ну как бы спускаться, подключая новое.
We on purpose need to go down and connect additional parts of the desire, or do we hold on to the connection and whatever?
No, no, no. We want from the connection between us to reach greater and greater desires that are corrupted in order to correct them through the connection between us, through the upper light that will bestow more and more in this connection, and then in this way we'll have a greater kli. But there is a last gate here where we're incapable of this. Up until this point, yes, but more beyond that, we're incapable of connecting and turning to the Creator to get a correction. Nothing. Just simply up to here.
На каждом этапе, на каждой ступени эти 50-е врата свои какие-то, да?
In every degree, this 50th gate belongs there?
No, let's say it's simply. It's only in the end. Only in the end.
Hala.
Let's continue.
We're continuing in the vision of Rabbi Chiya in item 50. Rabbi Chiya rose and was walking and crying, and Rabbi Yossi was with him. He fasted 40 days since that day to see Rabbi Shimon. He was told, "You are unworthy of seeing him." He wept and fasted 40 more. He was shown Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, his son, in a vision, engaged in this thing that Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. And several thousands were listening to his words. In his agony.
80 days he was fasting, only in order to merit seeing Rabbi Shimon.
Again.
In his agony for the beauty that has withered in the ground, he craved to see Rabbi Shimon's degree because he had decided that Rabbi Shimon did not wither in the ground. 51. In the meantime, he saw several large and high wings with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar atop them, rising to the seminary of the firmament. And all those wings were awaiting them. He saw that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar were renewed in their brightness and illuminated more than the light of the brightness of the sun. The upper seminary is the seminary of the Creator, and the seminary of the firmament is a seminary of Matat. Wings are the angels that assist the souls in raising them from degree to degree. And as the soul needs the assistance of the wings for the ascension, it needs their assistance in bringing her back to her place. And all those wings were awaiting them to bring them back. He saw them returning from the seminary of the firmament to their place, to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. They were renewed with the brightness of the light of their faces, and they illuminated more than the light of the sun.
In the meantime, there's nothing to ask here because we don't understand these discernments, these subtleties that the Zohar is talking about. So let's continue.
52. Rabbi Shimon started and said, "Let Rabbi Chiya in so he may see how much the Creator will renew the faces of the righteous in the next world. Happy is he who comes here without shame, and happy is he who stands in that world as a pillar who is strong in everything." Rabbi Chiya saw himself entering, and Rabbi Chiya, Eliezer rose, and so did the rest of the pillars of the world who were seated there. They rose before Rabbi Chiya, and he, Rabbi Chiya, was ashamed and entered. He drooped himself and sat at Rabbi Shimon's feet. Rabbi Shimon hinted to him, "Happy is he who comes here without shame." And he also saw Rabbi Elazar and the rest of the pillars of the world, that they were without shame. But Rabbi Chiya himself was ashamed, because he withered in that dust and did not have the strength to overcome them. He was ashamed and went in, drooped himself, and sat at Rabbi Shimon's feet.
Meaning, it was clear to Rabbi Chiya that he was not able to overcome the dust. But they, seemingly, they overcame. But just how? How could it be? On one hand. On the other hand, it's interesting that he entered, he in this vision, to this place, and he sees that they are discussing and speaking about these things that he himself was speaking about. So is he greater about them? Is he greater than them?
53. A voice came out and said, "Lower your eyes, do not raise your head, and do not look." He lowered his eyes and saw a light that was shining from afar. The voice returned as before and said, "The hidden and the blocked upper ones, whose eyes are open, who roam the entire world, look and see. Sleeping lower ones, whose light of the eyes is blocked in the holes of your eyes, awaken." After he obeyed lowering his eyes and not raising his head, he was rewarded with hearing this herald, for which he obtained all that he sought. The hidden and the blocked upper ones, whose eyes are open, who roam the entire world, look and see. Sleeping lower ones, whose light of the eyes is blocked in the holes of your eyes, awaken. The herald awakened those souls that obeyed the words of Rabbi Shimon, those who were there and those who were not. The herald went out to all the souls of the righteous and divided them into two classes. One, holy upper ones, who are hidden and blocked, who are rewarded with opening of the eyes and with roaming the entire world. He called upon them to look and to see, to extend the upper lights together as one with the second class. Two, all those camps that go and are expelled after the Creator and His divinity, go and are expelled from His divinity. He calls them lower ones, sleeping, whose light of their eyes is blocked in the holes of the eyes. He called upon them to awaken. 54. Who is so wise among you as to turn darkness into light, for whom the bitter tastes as sweet even before he comes here, while he still lives in this world? Who among you awaits the light each day shining when the king visits the doe, at which time the glory of the king increases and he is called the king of all the kings of the world, and one who does not expect it each day while he is still in this world has no part here. The herald emphasizes the essential merit that is desirable in each class. First, to the merit of the first class, he says, which of you turns darkness into light for whom bitter tastes as sweet? These are the souls of Atzilut. In Bia, God has made them one opposite the other. Darkness opposite to light. And bitter opposed to sweet. Hence in the Torah of Bia, there is fit and there is unfit, pure and impure, forbidden and permitted, holy and secular. But the Torah of Atzilut is entirely the names of the Creator. There is nothing secular there. Since there, Laban, the Aramean, is deemed a holy name. And so does Pharaoh. Also, there are all the names that are Klipot and Tuma in Bia are only holy names, sublime.
In the world of Atzilut.
It follows that those souls that have been rewarded with the light of Atzilut turn every darkness into light and every bitter into sweet. Two, to the merit of the second class, he said, which of you expects each day the light that illuminates while the king visits the dough, at which time the glory of the king increases and he is called king of all the kings of the world? It is they who roam after divinity, who sits alone, and who always awaits for the Creator to raise divinity from the dust. And one who does not await that each day while he's in this world has no share here. We're going to continue.
Yeah, let's continue. There's no questions.
55. In the meantime, he saw many of the friends around, all the upright pillars standing, and saw that they were being raised to a seminary of the firmament. Some were ascending and some were descending, and above them all, he saw the winged one, Matat, approaching. While the Herod was calling, he saw several of the souls of the righteous who belonged to those two classes around all the upright pillars, the souls of the righteous who were already in the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. He saw them rising to the seminary of the firmament. Some were ascending and some were descending, since the first class ascended and the second class descended. This is why it was said some were ascending and some were descending. And this is how they assist one another following the calling of the heralds, who said that the first class look and see, and to the second class he said awaken. He saw that by the awakening of all those souls by the two classes together, Matat came down from the seminary of the seminary to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon and took the oath, and above them all he saw the winged one approaching and took the oath, since above them means the same as through everyone, and the winged one is Matat.
56.
Angel Matat took an oath, which he heard from behind the curtain, that the king visits each day and remembers the dough that is lying in the dust. At that time, he kicks 390 firmaments, and all are startled and frightened of him. And the king sheds tears for divinity being in the dust. And the tears are as boiling as fire and fall into the great sea. And by the power of these tears, that appointee over the sea called Rahav stands and exists. And the sanctification, and he sanctifies the name of the Holy King, which he takes upon himself to swallow all the waters of Bereshit and gathers them into him when all the nations assemble over the holy nation and the waters dry out and pass through land. He takes an oath that the king visits each day and remembers the dough that is lying in the dust. She is the holy divinity, although it is not referred to the whole of divinity, for there was no need to take an oath for that, since it is open to all. Rather, it is referring to Malchut of Malchut, in which Rabbi Chiyo believed was captive among the Klipot and was left completely alone. He wept and said, "Dust, dust, how obstinate you are, how insolent, all that is coveted by the eye withers in you. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind. For this reason, she is called a doe that is lying in the dust." And here, this great secret was revealed to Rabbi Chiya through Matat. When he came to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon, since he took an oath that the king visits and remembers the doe that is lying in the dust each day. But in the same way that Matat gradually elucidates before us, at that time he kicks 390 firmaments, and all are startled and frightened of him. The zivug of Haka'ah, of the upper light on the Masach, is regarded as the upper light kicking the Masach, meaning that the upper light kicks and wishes to permeate below the boundary in the Masach. And the Masach, in turn, detains it and reflects the upper light. And this reflection is the Or Chozer that rises from the Masach, from below upward, clothing the upper light. It is 390 firmaments because the Masach is called a distinguishing firmament and includes four Pchinot, Chubtum, within it. The four letters Havaya. And since Malchut was mitigated in Bina, the Masach of Bina is found, and the Sfira of Bina is implied in the hundreds. It follows that those four Pchinot in the Masach, Chubtum, add up to 400. However, there is no Zivug on the Malchut of the bottom Hay, since she is the blocked gate. For this reason, the 100 of the Sfira of Malchut, the bottom Hay, is regarded as lacking the 10 of the Malchut there, having only the first 9, which added up to 90. This is the hint in the Masach called firmament, on which the upper light mates in a zivug vaka, which is a kick. There aren't 400, but 319, missing 10. Malchut of Malchut. This is why he calls the firmament 390 firmaments. It was said that each day he kicks in the 390 firmaments during the zivug with divinity, to elicit from the doe that is lying in the dust, who is deficient there with respect to that zivug, for she is 10, who are absent from the 400. And all are startled and frightened of him, due to the striking of the Masach on the upper light with tremor and a shudder, out of fear that he will receive more than his boundary. And the king sheds tears over it. The mochin at the level of Chochmah are called Einaim, since the five Sfirot of Rosh are called Galgalta Einaim and Dachap. And as those drops that the eye emit are called tears, these drops at the level of Chochmah emit are called tears. Emission of tears is done in a zivug of haka'ah because the upper light that is drawn to the lower one and strikes the masach kicks and strikes it, for it wishes to be drawn below the boundary in the masach. However, the masach promptly prevails over it and repels it, for it does not let it cross its border. However, in the meantime, before the Masach repelled it, very small drops of the upper light necessarily extend below the boundary of the Masach. Because all of the quickness of the Masach, it failed to repel them from it and above in time. You should know that those drops cannot be included in the level of Chochmah that came out in the lower one, as they are without a clothing or chozer, and they are reflected and exit the Parzuf Chochmah, they are the ones called tears. When a corporeal person fills with compassion and love over one's friend, he sheds tears from it, extends from the above-mentioned root of the spiritual tears. Since anything spiritual that occurs in the upper ones strikes and finds a branch in the corporeal creations. This is so because the upper light kicks and strikes the masach to breach its boundary. Since the upper light is always extends there only from Ein Sof, above the world of Tzimtzum, where the boundary is discerned.
1 second, Latin. Latin, hello. Please.
¿Hay alguna relación de los 390 firmamentos con las 49 puertas?
I want to ask about the connection between the 390 firmaments and the 49 gates that we read before?
Yes, 390 and the 40, it's the same thing. Only the 400 needs to be the whole number. We don't attain the 400, but instead 390. That's correct. Let's continue.
We're continuing in the vision of Rabbi Chiya. We're starting in the paragraph that starts, and also the upper light craves. Also, the upper light craves and longs to expand in the lower ones. It is written, as it is written, the Creator craved to dwell in the lower ones. We also learn divinity in the lower ones, a high need. Hence, he kicks and strikes the boundary in the Masach to be drawn below its boundary, and the Masach repels it as Or Chozer. And in the meantime, tears fell outside. These tears come out of compassion and love for the lower one. Hence, in the corporeal branch too, the tears are always emitted when one's heart is moved with love and compassion for one's friend. Yet spiritual tears do not vanish, and as do corporeal ones. The tears that are as boiling as fire fall into the great sea, as it is written, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as severe as the netherworld. Its flashes are fire, the very flame of the Lord. This is because those tears come out of compassion and love from the upper light to the lower one. And as you find in the corporeal branch, when he fills with love and compassion for one's friend, the tears are as boiling as the measure of his feeling for him. So it is with the above-mentioned tears. They boil as fire, whose flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. This is why it was said, and the tears are as boiling as fire and fall into the great sea. The quality of Malchut on the side of Chochmah is called the great sea, since great waters extend from it, breakers of the sea. Though through those tears, the appointee over the sea called Rahav stands and exists, meaning the minister of the sea who was killed at the time of the creation of the world. As it is written, and by his understanding and shattering Rahav, for when he was told, let the water be gathered together into one place, he did not want to swallow the waters of Bereshit. And he stands and exists on those tears that fall into the great sea, for through them he is revived.
Okay, we'll stop here. We'll need to explain a few of these things. What is the sea, the water, these tears, the rachav, and etc.? These are meaningful things these are the parts of the will to receive. Will to receive, just like all of reality, are these parts of the will to receive. So we need to explain this and start to bring these closer to us. In the meantime, thank you very much to you. You read very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.